two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah has been honored. They handed out the Ig Nobel Prizes last week, and unlike the Nobel Prize, the Ig Nobel Awards honor scientists who do the most useless research in the world. The award ceremony is like an episode of Big Bang Theory. Scientists gather at Harvard, and the show begins with a massive paper airplane toss.
Commence paper airplane throwing. There goes the paper airplane.
Welcome. These are real scientists. They do geek jokes and bestow coveted awards. Sponsored by a scientific humor magazine called The Annals of Improbable Research. Are you still with me? Good. Among this year's winners, a University of Valencia study of the bacteria found in discarded chewing gum. They peeled gum off sidewalks and discovered new bacteria strains will show up on the gum for as long as 3 months. Another honor went to a Cornell researcher who studied how to transport a rhinoceros by helicopter. Turns out the answer is sedated. But the most prestigious award, the Ig Nobel Peace Prize, went to the University of Utah.
We're getting the Peace Prize, the Ig Nobel Peace Prize.
Yes.
Their research?
Testing the hypothesis that humans evolved beards to protect themselves from punches to the face.
These youth scientists did not punch each other in the face, no. They used sheep fleece to simulate a beard, used epoxy to create facial bones, and dropped a weight on the fake face to discover a beard can cushion up to 16% of the force from a punch. And since this is the you, these are your tax dollars at work. Or play the Ig Nobel Peace Prize, awarded to you biology professor David Carrier and his associates, is a paper plate.
Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.